let's get ready to go, because this is the Chet Show, and it's going to be fun.
Oh, hang on, I'm making a
on the train headed back to Indiana.
I like how you say that.
You know, with a little cynicism, like, it may or may not be for you. I'm going to have a blast.
This is the beginning of a brand new Chad Matthew podcast. I know a lot of you have not heard me talk with so much passion before.
It's the beginning of a beautiful thing.
It's going to be an amazing friendship. It will. You're going to love me. Let's go. Everything is falling into place, and what a day we have. I have this little thing here that reassures me that I'm doing everything right, aren't I?
Yes!
Do you think that I would be an amazing host to host you?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you. Now, what do you reckon? Today's going to be an awesome day, isn't it?
I said yes.
All right. Okay. Well, we'll leave it there then. I hope that you are enjoying me just unraveling, you know, like a piece of string, all this information and being just really out there and really positive and really inspirational, because that's what it's all about. And it's beautiful. So I'm glad that you've gotten to know a little bit more about me. And as I said, there's so much more. And I know I kind of drift between going really deep and then, you know, goes a bit high and then goes a bit deep. It is going to be about the relationship. Now, I want the relationship to really be a staple here and, you know, just really honest and get out there. And it's going to be my therapy session and your entertainment session. So I think we're on a good thing here. Now, we've really started to get into the fitness conversations and talk about all that. And I really want to stay on track with the fitness stuff for a little while, because it is how most people know me. And obviously, speaking with Sep a few sessions ago, like, we really kind of dove into what his process was and how he really asserted himself by, you know, his journey. And I want to share that with you on my account, and how fitness and the gym lifestyle really worked for me and came alive, Johnny Five. So fitness was not my main objective, as we already know. It was changing life. It was lifestyle. And as I kind of went over and a few sessions ago for you who didn't listen, it was fitness first. Fitness first is one of the staples in starting my journey. And I really, really love plugging them, because they are very supportive in the branch that they sit on within the Australian industry. They hold the cards to a lot of the industry, but they started very humbly and they started with lifestyle. So they didn't start with the aesthetics and your big muscle Marys. They started with everyday people and they branched out from that. And to me, that was the most important thing, because I wasn't a fitness person. I didn't know what I was getting into. I was really worried about what people are going to think of me, or if I was going to be able to do it, or if I was going to be able to, you know, achieve anything really, because my life up until then, was a little bit cray cray. So fitness first really opened a door, and I started working for them at Bond Street. And back in the day, I was opening there at 6 a.m. in the morning. And the best thing about working at the city gym for me was I felt like I was going to work, because everyone I saw was actually working and they were also in that environment. So for someone who kind of didn't really know what the gym was or how the gym was going to affect me or if I was contributing anything to my own life by being there, you know, helping other people get fit and allowing them in. I actually discovered that it was a great way to talk with people who are on the same page as you. Relationships, community. Again, community for me is everything in my years of 38 now. And yes, I am 38 years young. Still young. Big kid for life. Hashtag. But community was so foreign to me. And now it's a staple. It's like, where can I go? Who can I talk to that will understand that I want a relationship? That I want to know that I can call you, that you've got something to offer, that I'm valued, that you are as interested in your visions and your journey, that my journey and my visions don't conflict you. I don't know about you guys, but I've had a lot of conflict with people in my life because our values haven't been the same, or we're not the same. We don't have the same interests, or, you know, growing from people who I knew at school or, you know, in my teens or whatever, their values were so different and their growth was so different, and where they wanted to go, where they ended up and who they became or who they're becoming was just so different that I always felt like I couldn't be as happy for myself as I wanted to be. I couldn't really share my experiences as positively. I felt like if they were sharing with me a negative experience, I had to mirror that and then hope that they had a good conversation coming so I could then tell them how great my day was. And it's not saying that I don't value people on the same page. It's the opposite of that. It's I want to be valued regardless if I'm on the same page. And I felt like that kind of relationship just wasn't happening with people who weren't kind of actively pursuing the same things that I was, if it be entertainment, if it be fitness, if it be travel. I mean, I love to travel and I don't need anyone to go traveling with. You meet so many people traveling. It's crazy. Like everyone loves a tourist. Everyone loves a tourist because everyone wants to be a tourist. Everyone wants to be on holiday. Like, what great mojo, what great energy has a person who hasn't got much on going to have? Like, they are going to be so much fun. Even a miserable person who goes on holiday becomes a happy-go-lucky person. Like, it's like you are no longer in the world and in the zone of what was holding you back emotionally. So every person that I try to connect with now, I do actively kind of search within the realms of kind of similarities and just know, I know pretty quickly if somebody is a pessimist or maybe they're just not really where they want to be. And I test those grounds. I'm Mr. Positive, like you wouldn't know it. So I will be like a little extra with a little value. And then I'll be like, okay, so did they or did they not feel that way? And I'll ask them, did you feel that way? And most of the time it won't be.
Yeah,
it won't be that. That's what I want to hear. I want to hear.
Y-E-S, yes.
That's right. Because I love being a yes man, because you got to be a
yes.
I love that thing. That's going to get old really quickly, isn't it? But so fitness for me, starting at Fitness First, was where it all happened. It was a place where I could walk into and know that everybody there had their own purpose, but it was so similar because they were bettering themselves. They were offering that place, them, to ultimately give them the pleasure of self-reinvention. And I know it sounds like a whole like a whole lot of nonsense, but truly it's not when you go in there and you find that. It's a total different thing. It's enlightening. I'd say the least it's enlightening. And it really is. I had this woman when I was working at Fitness First say to me once, "Oh no, I can't go in. Oh, I don't know what they'll think of me." And I said to her, "Darling, there are so many mirrors in there that no one will be looking at you." And she was like, oh yes. And I said, "Do you want me to do a class with you? Because I will do a class with you if you like. I'm more than happy to show you around and just kind of guide you through." And lo and behold, this woman who was so frantic and worried, she ended up actually just being like a Les Mill instructor. She got so into it, she found her niche so quickly that she actually ended up being an instructor. And I don't think she ended up working for my gym, but she ended up being an instructor. And it just goes to show you that even though you feel that you're in the wrong place, but did you feel you were in the wrong place? Because her initiative was to go there. And that comes back to what I love to say. It's like, if you allow yourself to feel something negative, then you have to allow yourself to feel something positive. When someone said to me, "Do you believe in love at first sight?" not so long ago. And I said, sounds like a trap. I need more information about what you mean by that. And they're like, "You know, do you believe in love at first sight?" And I said basically the same thing. I said, "Well, if you can believe that someone or something feels wrong and you go, you should be able to believe when something feels right and you stay, and love will develop." And yes, it will be love at first sight, because you would have initially felt right and that this person felt right. You know, we use so many words these days, and I don't think we use them correctly. We really don't. The words that people use, I'm not sure they actually have a real connection with the terminology and the meaning of what they're saying. Sometimes I think it's more banter than it is conversation. It's not as direct. It's very loosey-goosey. And I find that a lot of people are intimidated when you have a real conversation with people, because they are not used to those words in their vocabulary. They kind of get very disjointed, and they're like, "Oh, okay, this feels wrong. Like, why are we talking about this? I don't like deep conversations. I don't like getting too real with myself. So I don't know why you want me to be getting real with you." And walking into places that have the same energy like I did when I walked into, say, Fitness First for the first time, it was like a whole new world. I didn't have to second guess what people were thinking, because most of them were so on the same page and so into, you know, bettering themselves and having the honest conversation with themselves, saying, "Well, I'm only here to better myself because I know I can be better. I know that there is better for me, better from me." And that clicked straight away. Because I knew I wasn't bettering myself. I knew when I walked in that place for the first time, I was nowhere near the dream board that I wanted to create. So it really opened me up and gave me that inspiration. And probably around about 2012, mid-2012, I ended up doing my Cert 4. Now, I did not do it the first time round. I actually flew out the door crying, and I was really, really sad, because as I'd mentioned in the pilot episode, I didn't read and write till I was 18. So I was freaking out. Like, I was so scared that I wasn't going to be able to remember, you know, and being tested was a huge thing, and being able to remember, like, the body, like, there's so many words, there's so many items, and it freaked me out. So I started the course, And I probably did like 2 days and I got so overwhelmed that I actually had a breakdown and I flew out of there, St. Leonard's in Sydney, New South Wales. And I had a breakdown and I flew out of there and I was so disappointed with myself. Like I was just so sad. I was like, I'd spent $5,000 or whatever it was, $6,000 to try and do something that I love. And I feel that I already know, but now I'm being tested if I'm worthy enough of understanding what I love. And for me, that was really, really hard because I understood that if I was going to understand how to help others, I needed to know this stuff. But I didn't feel it that way. I felt like a door was being slammed in my face and I was being challenged on the fact that I was weak in an area and they were pushing my buttons to get me riled up and to really hurt me for all the things that they knew they could. And I still feel that sometimes these days. You know, I feel like sometimes, I don't know if you want to call it the universe, the world, or some production team that's out there and creating us to have these wonderful adventures of emotional journeys. But that was a huge one because I'd spent so many years working in and out of Fitness First down in Melbourne, here in Sydney. You know, I'd worked for them a few times in many different clubs. I was a bit of a floater at the time. And I just fell in love with it. And then the fact that I was now being tested to be able to grow, I just felt was really wrong. And lo and behold, I ended up going back about 4 months later. And the first thing that happened was a couple of people came up to me and they were just, because I said I was struggling, I was honest enough to say it. They came up to me and they literally put their arms around me and were like, oh, that's okay. We can help you out. We can do extra tutoring or help you or whatever. Like, we're here to help you, Chad. And I really never believed that people were there to help me. I really thought they were there just to test me if I was good enough or allowed to proceed to the next phase of the life that I wanted. I really thought that I was being tested on that. And it played such an intricate part of this process that it almost didn't happen for me because I wanted to believe that the world was against me. And it wasn't until I went back and these two people had, you know, welcomed me into their group. The tutors and teachers had said to me that they were there to help me. I didn't believe them, of course. I was convinced that it was like an alien team that were there to probe me and actually hold me back. But, you know, this process started happening and I built some really great relationships. And, you know, doing something that you're really passionate about is really great. But doing what you're passionate about harder, stronger, and all the time is just, it's worldly. It's something that makes you feel like you want the sun to rise before it's even set so you can just do it again tomorrow. And I think even what Sepp had covered in a previous show was getting that instinct right, that it's time to go and challenge yourself again, that it's time to kind of, you know, really understand that this is something I'm gonna have to do if I'm gonna grow. And I did it. I ended up passing the test. I didn't fail. I had to resit the last test because I didn't pass it the first time, but they helped me. They even like basically gave me the answers in regards to allowing me to sit there and really think about it. So I was absorbing the process. So the test that I was fearing the most wasn't to see if I was ready. It was to see if I could absorb what I needed to use. And I know that now. I didn't know that before. That was a complete different concept, because no teacher or tutor or school educator had ever really sat down and said, look, I want to understand how you understand. I want to help you help you. And that was not offered to me. And that's what I find to be so amazing now in the fitness industry and the coaching industry, is that there are people, they're not just places that, you know, you can go like TAFE and stuff. There are people who can actually sit there with you or guide you or educate you and coach you, who want to know how you learn, who want to know how you do things. And I actually won an award for being the most motivated, lo and behold, the most motivated person in the class. Yes, I did. And I remember receiving it and I burst into tears, of course. And it was, you know, I felt like it was almost like, I don't know, it was like the Oscars or something, you know, all that work emotionally that had to go into sitting that test and doing that class and making those relationships and yet again changing my life and receiving that award from the people who believed in me was one of the moments in my life that had kept me so just connected to this industry of fitness and coaching. It was like, wow, you know, that people change people's, like, you just made fitness and you just made my opportunity for my self-care and my self-worth so much more valuable, because I believe in me so much more because you do as well. It's just so amazing to work with people and have those people around that can add that value. And if you got that around you, then I'm so grateful for that. And I'm so happy for you, because having value and people having value in you, not your abilities, not your skills, just in you as a person, the person who keeps trying, the person who gets out of bed every day, the person who is trying to always be a better person or be a person that can help other persons, or just a person who wants to do their very best, even if that's not doing it for others or with others, and they're just on their own. Just having people believe that person that you want to be is the person that's okay to be, is it's so valuable. It really is. The other stuff is really great as well, but just being able to have acknowledgement in the person, I think, is the most important thing, and I really value that. I value that very much, and that's why being in situations, environments, and relationships that I love to search for, where people like my person, and I really love to, you know, run around and create energy and do their heads in. And most people can vouch that I have done their head in from talking, not just to them, at them, just like this force of energy that just wants to like be inside their skull. I'm sure there's a lot of people who can vouch for that, but it's with love. it's definitely with love. I'm excited about this journey, guys. I can't wait to just share more and more stuff with you and really get involved in your lives and at some point open up the channel so I can have some conversations with you through this podcast, and obviously have my guests on here as well, who are going to add a lot of value, and I'm going to learn a lot from them and you're going to learn a lot from them, and we're going to all share this journey together. And I definitely have a vision of being able to incorporate you guys into the mix somehow and be a part of this community. Because for me, this is a journey about self-discovery, coaching, helping, and just being real. keeping it real. It's like a therapy. Like I said, it's a therapy session. We can all have therapy. Therapy's great when it's working, you know, when it's working. And there's so many ways of having therapy. I mean, there's not just one way. And certainly sitting on a couch and talking someone's face off is not always the way. There's active therapies. And for me, I love being creative. And I like, you know, being creative with others and obviously just talking a lot. I am really, really excited about this. I've been sitting in this booth just looking around and all going, oh, you know, what's going to happen? You know, we've all got these, we can't stop fantasies, can we? We really do have this, like, this fantasy of fantasies. It's like, okay, so this is what I'm doing now, but what's it going to look like later? What's it going to be like later? You know, how can I make it bigger and better and wondrous? And how can more people be interested in this? And I don't know, like, God, who knows? Maybe there might be a very small amount of number of people that would be interested in this, but I will try and make it as less boring as possible. Actually, I won't even have to try. I don't consider myself to be a boring person. I really don't. I think that there is a lot to offer. And it's ad-free, so it's just me. Do you like that? I like to rhyme.
Yes.
Yes, that's right. Do you want more?
Yes.
Okay, well, we'll keep going. So I guess write me, tell me what you think. Share your stories. Let's get the ball rolling on that. Share with me on wherever you can and share with me. Speak and message me where you can. You know, if I can't always get back to people straight away, that's okay. Please stay involved in the conversation. I really hope that everything that I add value to in this conversation really adds value to your lives, because that is very important to me. And I really do believe that this is going to be a really great journey. And I hope that you can be a part of it for as long as you like. So, guys, the fitness industry is something that is a staple. It is something that I believe in very much. I've had a whirlwind within it, and you're going to hear more about it, because an active lifestyle is one thing, but living a positive life is another. And I hope that we can all live happy ever after. So live, laugh, love, laugh, and enjoy life. Why? Because you gotta. We can start all over in our